Bloomington City Council member Jen Carrillo has talked with more than 50 Bloomington residents during two listening sessions over the last week to see how the public thinks the city should respond to State Farm's plans to demolish its former downtown headquarters. The 90-year-old building is in her ward, number 6, which covers parts of downtown. Carrillo tells WGLT's Eric Stock she is getting mixed messages so far.
To make matters more complicated, I think people are really split, right? Like, that was a thing that I kind of already felt in my gut. And I think that these listening sessions have confirmed that people have strong feelings, but also on the plus side, people can see each other's argument for or against city intervention to save the building.
So is it kind of three buckets? City do nothing, city do all it can, and let the process play out as a third option?
Well, one of the things that I said in sort of grounding us in these meetings is that I am throwing out two ends of a spectrum and two extremes of a spectrum, and very much centered in, like, what are the powers that the city has, right? So I would love for somebody to show up tomorrow and say, we want to buy the building, and then, you know, that would make things a whole lot easier for all of us. But assuming that that doesn't happen, right, as a representative, I want to know, how do people want us to use the powers of the city? Is it to step back and let the process play out? And if that means that the building is eventually demolished, then that's what people want to see us do, is just stay out of it. Or do they want us to, you know, play a very proactive role in preserving the building? Or do they want us to land somewhere in the middle? Like I said, I don't think I'm walking away here just with clear marching orders, but at least confident that the conversations have happened to inform however it is that we move forward.
It does seem largely mixed all across the spectrum.
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at, you know, the boards that we've put together, it's like just a very wide distribution. Although I have been surprised at the number of people who are willing and receptive to the idea of the city taking this on as a last-ditch effort to preserve it. I don't think that's anybody's first choice. It certainly isn't my first choice. But people, you know, when they think about this building coming down and what that means culturally for our community, I think that they're more open to consider using city resources to preserve it than they would be for some other structures.
And what might that look like if the city were to take this on, either in terms of tax incentives for a private developer or the city going full bore and taking it on and making it a new city hall or transfer center or public library or something of that sort? Then you're getting into the tens of millions of dollars.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't have a sense of that right now. I'm very much still in the process of getting as much information. You know, I was surprised to hear the news, and I think it's been everybody doing everything they can to get all the facts straight, to get all the answers that they can, and for me to get grounded in what people want me to do.
And so what do you do with this polling data? Is this something that you then share with the rest of the city council? You take it to State Farm and say, here, this is what the community wants to do. Where all does this go?
Yeah, so I'm interested in compiling all of this and sharing this with my fellow council members. Some of them came to the last session. Some of them have not been able to attend. So I'm interested in making sure that they see this. And I'm also, I said this at the last session, but I'm very interested in having a seat at the table in the conversations with State Farm as the alderwoman that is representing the ward that the building is in. So I also want to make sure that they know how the community is feeling about their decision.
Have you had a seat at the table for city discussions with the State Farm? I understand they've been informal so far to this point.
To my knowledge, it's not typical for them to meet with anybody besides the mayor and city manager. And, you know, they have been very helpful in relaying information to me. I'm going to continue, encouraging them to make me a part of that, because, you know, I think I have demonstrated that I'm willing to do the legwork in making sure that the interests of the residents of my ward and of the city at large are represented.
Of course, State Farm has been a major economic engine in this community for almost a century. Do they have a certain obligation or responsibility to manage this situation in a way that is least harmful to the community in terms of economics, logistics, and the environment if they were to tear it down?
I think absolutely they do. It's a you know, I guess the motto is not good neighbor anymore, but I think that that is the way that they have operated in the community in the past. And yeah, I certainly have an expectation that they're going to continue to be a good neighbor and work in partnership with the community that has facilitated their growth and their rise to the multinational corporation that they are today.
Some might say from a development standpoint, it may sit there for years waiting for a buyer. The property minus the building might be able to develop something faster.
Yeah, that's a, you know, that's certainly a possibility. I think in the last couple of weeks I have heard literally every possible iteration of, you know, a half-baked plan for how we save it or what we do with the space afterwards. You know, I don't feel like I have the clarity to say this is the plan and that I think we should move ahead, particularly because I think that there's just a lot of unanswered questions. So I think I'm still on a quest to find facts and to find answers to those questions.
Do you think State Farm will listen once you present your data, your findings, suggestions, or recommendations to the company?
Well, I hope that they will see their self-interest in making sure that people in the community are supportive of their path forward, since they hopefully are going to continue to be a part of our community for a long time. But I also don't have an expectation. I don't have an expectation that they will. I think that we have to be able to appeal to their bottom line, which is probably ultimately what they're most concerned about.
Anything in particular that you would like to see that property become as it's repurposed for something, anything?
You know, I don't have anything specific in mind, but, you know, my brain is trying to work out how we make it happen, but certainly my heart wants to see the building saved. Are those two things going to, like, meet somewhere in the middle and find a way forward? I'm not sure yet, but, you know, I know that it is an important a super important cultural landmark, and to lose it would be absolutely devastating. And at the same time, I have to be a good steward of taxpayer dollars and make the best decision based on that responsibility.
Bloomington City Council member Jen Carrillo with WGLT's Eric Stock. Carrillo says she's looking to plan a third listening session in the coming days and will continue surveying the public at community events and on social media. She plans to present her findings to the City Council later this month.